Hello and welcome back to the NFL Power Hour. You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal. So we're going to get right back to it in our week 12 predictions. So we just made a bunch of predictions. And in our next game, 1 o'clock game, we have the Cleveland Browns against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Not sure how much of this game I'm going to watch, but the Browns are favored by 6.5 in this game. I'm going to pick the Jags to cover. I'm going to pick the Browns to win this game. I'm going to pick Cleveland to win this game by 5 points. Honestly, Dom, I'm kind of like you. I'm not sold on Baker Mayfield just yet. I think the loss of Odell really, really hurts him. He needs a receiver like that on his team to help his growth, to help his development. Jarvis Landry, like you said, hasn't been getting the targets. These guys are going to rely a lot on chewing the clock, on using Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt in the running game. So I'm going to pick the Browns to win this game by 5 points, and I think it's pretty remarkable that the Jags started off 1-0 and have lost, I think is it 10 straight now, so now they're 1-10. Crazy how NFL seems to work here and now and then. But now I'll give your prediction in that game, the Browns and Jaguars.
Interesting game, and I say interesting because it smells like a trap game to me. I haven't been impressed with the Cleveland Browns all year. I think they've been just getting by. And here you have Cleveland coming in and should be taking advantage of the very miserable Jacksonville secondary, which I think is dead last in the entire league. But they're going to have to still be able to run the ball. And we have some pretty good linebackers in Jacksonville. I know Nick Chubb is a tremendous running back, and I know Kareem Hunt is also a very good running back. But I'm not sure how they're going to be able to run very well against Jacksonville. They have some pretty good guys up there. And speaking of the running game, we can't ignore the amazing success story, which is James Robinson. Mm-hmm. James Robinson has run over 762 yards. I don't think anybody in the entire league would have saw that one coming. And they have a very good young receiver in DJ Chark. Granted, the quarterback play is pretty much what it is right now in Jacksonville, meaning that we have an unproven quarterback starter that, in my personal opinion, he's obviously Jacksonville is going to be dropping a quarterback. But in this game specifically, I smell a trap. I don't say that Jacksonville is going to win this game. I'm going to take Cleveland. I'm going to take Cleveland by one. I think they just sneak it out. So give me Cleveland 21-20.
Okay, I like it. And in our next game, we have the Carolina Panthers playing against the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings are favored by 4.5 in this game. Pretty cool story for the Panthers that PJ Walker started his first game in the NFL coming out of the XFL. I think he won MVP in that league, which is pretty remarkable. And look, he played a pretty good game against the Lions. They were able to get that win. Minnesota coming off that big loss. I debate it. I think I've been doing this a lot now. I'm going to pick the Panthers to cover the spread, but Minnesota to win outright. I got a ton of close games this weekend. Let's hope they pan out. I say the Vikings win this game by 3 over the Panthers. I don't think the Vikings are going to lose another game. They were favorites against the Cowboys. They're favorites again against the Panthers. I think, look, Dalvin Cook is putting up MVP-type numbers, and he had another fairly good game against the Cowboys, and I just can't see the Vikings losing back-to-back games against two teams, which, honestly, they're better than. I love the Adam Thielen and Jefferson duo. I think that is something that's going to we need to keep an eye on. I love the receiver out of LSU. I think that honestly he's been putting up really good numbers, and he's honestly just on that team he's a speed burner, and I think he fits this team perfectly, and I love the duo of Thielen and Jefferson. I mean, I said it before, I'll say it again. I think this Vikings team is pretty good, and I think the Minnesota Vikings come up in this game and win this game. Let's go a high-scoring game, 30-27, so both Cousins and Walker have a good game.
I can't deny what you're saying at all. I think that you nailed it on the head. There's no way that Minnesota is going to lose this game in Minnesota. I love the way Dalvin Cook has run all year round. Justin Jefferson show and Adam Thielen is really starting to pay off. It took some time to get Thielen going this year, but now that he has started to deliver some touchdowns, I think Minnesota is in the right direction, and Carolina is going in the complete opposite direction. It's unfortunate because Teddy Bridgewater was a very good story, and if it wasn't for that knee injury, I'm not sure how long he's going to be still out for. But that defense was also playing a bit better with Chin, which is a very good defensive up-and-rising player in Carolina. But with the speed that Thielen and Jeffrey that are going to be able to put against that secondary and the Dalvin Cook show running how he runs in Minnesota, I'm going to call another big higher-scoring game as well. I'm going to say 35-28 for Minnesota to win and cover that spread, 4.5.
Awesome. In our next game, one of our last 1 o'clock games, we have the Arizona Cardinals playing in Foxborough, playing the New England Patriots. I was very surprised by this spread. The Cardinals are 2.5 point favorites, and I should specify only 2.5 point favorites. If I was a betting man, which I am definitely not, I'd be all over this game. I'm gonna pick the Cardinals to win this game. I predict them to win by 7. I wouldn't be surprised if they win by double digits. I honestly, it's more so saying what I don't like about the Patriots this year. I know that they're trying to run the ball and alleviate some of that pressure off of Cam Newton, which is for sure a good thing when you have a quarterback that's struggling. I just don't really think it's sustainable. I think not only do the Cardinals have a good team, I think they have a good defense. I think that the guys like Budda Baker, Patrick Peterson are going to be creeping up to the line, are going to be stuffing running backs. I think they're going to be daring Cam Newton to throw. And I think when he does throw, I think he's going to make mistakes. I really like this Arizona Cardinals defense. I like their secondary. And I think that the Patriots are going to struggle to score in this game. I think Kyler Murray won't need to do much, honestly. He's going to have one of his games. He's going to run probably for 40 or 50 yards. He's going to hand the ball off to Drake. He's going to target Fitzgerald and Hopkins. And maybe guys like Isabella and Kirk are going to kind of fly under the radar in this game because the Patriots look not a great team, but they do have good defense. But I'm picking the Cardinals to win this game, and I'm all over that spread. Cardinals definitely cover 2.5 right here.
Yeah, I never like to see that 2.5 spread. It always puts a question mark. I don't understand why this spread is so low. Something tells me it's just the trap, the good old better out there. You all know who you are. That are going to probably bet on New England because of the spread. But you know what? I just don't see. This is just. I just don't see how Cam Newton is going to be able to pull this one off. He has not been the Cam Newton of old. He's shown a bit of flash here and there. But let's be honest, he doesn't have the players. New England is not the New England of old. On that offense, I'm very, very disappointed with Henry, or N'Keal Harry, I should say, wide receiver. Who was supposed to pay dividends as a big wide receiver? He hasn't paid the bill. When you look at Arizona's pickup of DeAndre Hopkins, that's all you really need to say. DeAndre Hopkins. Yes, people are gonna remember him from last week, but this guy's been showing up every single week. His hands are—he's got hands of gold. In my opinion, this is gonna be a blowout. I'm gonna go out big, and I'm gonna say 31-3. They don't even get a touchdown, New England. Bring them home. The season's over. Give it to Arizona.
I love it. You got me hyped up with all this Patriots bashing talk. As a Dolphins fan, I'm living a dream right now with New England playing poorly and with Miami at 6-4. Speaking of my Miami Dolphins, I'm going to keep this one really quick. The Dolphins just came off a tough loss to the Broncos. The Jets actually played pretty well in their loss to the Chargers. The Dolphins are favored by 7 in this game against the Jets in New York. I predict the Dolphins to win this game 28-17, so that's 11 points. I think Miami covers. I think Tua has a good game. I think this is the perfect game for Tua to play after he played the Broncos and struggled. I think he's going to have a really good game against the secondary and hopefully get guys like Mike Gesicki more involved because Gesicki is a big tight end. He's got good hands, and I think he needs to get him going. So I'm picking the Dolphins to win this game by 11.
I like your call on Gesicki. I think that's a very good player that you highlighted that the Miami Dolphins are developing very, very slowly. And he's actually going to be playing a 3-4 defense in the New York Jets, which, let's be honest, are the New York Jets actually going to win a game this season? And I'm not sure. I really am not sure. I think Adam Gase is the worst coach in the NFL.
Yeah.
And I honestly think that when you're going with Joe Flacco as your quarterback, and you're still trying to bring Frank Gore to the Hall of Fame. If that was the mission, congratulations. Yeah, he's getting those extra 50 yards a game, but what a waste of a season. Give me Miami in a close game, though, however. I do believe that the Jets in the divisional game somehow, some way, find a way to keep a close game, but I'm going to say 24-21 for the Dolphins.
In our next game, first of our 4 o'clock games, we have the Saints with Taysom Hill at quarterback against the Denver Broncos. Honestly, look, I've been calling favorites left and right here so far today, so I'm going to go with the upset in this one. The Saints are favored by 6. I'm going to go with the Broncos to win this game outright. I think that, you know, Taysom Hill is a good quarterback. Well, good. He managed the game well last game. He had 2 rushing TDs. Obviously, we want to be able to see him throw the ball. But look, Denver made the Dolphins look foolish and made Tua look foolish. So I think that the Denver Broncos win another game here, and I think they upset the New Orleans Saints, and I don't think the Broncos will make the playoffs this year. It's too little too late, but I think they're building on a future and have a good quarterback in Drew Lock. So I'm going with the Broncos to win this game against the Saints.
Yeah, that would be the obvious pick. That would be the obvious pick, but something tells me when you go to Mile High against that run defense, it's a lot harder to do. Taysom Hill, I've looked over his preseason stats, because that's basically where you have to look to see how many football this guy has thrown in his career, because he hasn't thrown many footballs. I think the Denver Broncos defense actually plays strong against the New Orleans Saints running game. I think there's enough tape out there right now on Taysom Hill to kind of scheme. He is a beast, don't get me wrong. He reminds me of Tim Tebow and who actually played in Denver. So if there's a team that can scheme well against a running quarterback, give me Denver. But however, give me Denver to win the game? Absolutely not. I'm going to take the New Orleans Saints by a field goal. Give me the Saints, probably in a bit of a high-scoring game for some odd reason, 32-27.
All right, a high-scoring game there. In our next game, we have the San Francisco 49ers, riddled with injuries, playing at the Los Angeles Rams. Rams are favored by 6.5. I'm going to go with the Rams by 9 here. I think the Rams win it by 3 field goals. I'll say 26-17. Look, the Rams are looking hot at just the right time. They're tied for first in the division. They're 7-3, and I don't even know what to make of San Fran right now. I just think they, unfortunately, just have too many injuries, and it's going to be tough for them. So I got the Rams winning this game by 9 points.
The Rams by 9 points. It seems like that would be a very obvious solution to take the Rams. But for some odd reason, coming off a bye week, this is basically San Francisco's last game to make any statement if they can somehow miraculously crawl back into the playoff hunt and maybe make that last 8th spot. I'm going to say that Raheem Monster is going to be the difference in this story. San Francisco could do one thing right, and that's run the ball. And I think that the only defensive element that the Rams really have up front is Aaron Donald. Those linebackers don't scare me whatsoever. If you can get Raheem Monster on the perimeter, that speed can get exposed. You're going to have to create a big box to create the ability to stop him. And I think that the Rams right now are going to be very inflated beating the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I could sense a team with a lot of inflated confidence, and I say that because he got cocky guys, kind of like Jameis Ramsey in the secondary up there. I'm going to call an upset here. I'm going to take San Francisco in a really old school fight in a 13-10 game. San Francisco.
Wow, old school. You said it perfectly. 13-10. In our next game, we got the game of the week, the Kansas City Chiefs, led by Patrick Mahomes, playing at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, led by Tom Brady. Man, can't really ask for a better game than that. Surprised that game wasn't flexed to the 8:20 time slot, but Chiefs are favored by 3 in that game. I think, judging by like the way things looked this past weekend, Chiefs won. I know it was a close game. Tampa Bay lost, didn't look great. I'm going to pick the Chiefs to win this game and definitely cover the 3-point spread. I think that Kansas City may have a bit of trouble running the ball in this game, but I think that I think Mahomes is going to have his way in the secondary. I don't think he's going to put up monster numbers like 5 touchdowns, 400-yard game, but I see it as a solid game. I see it as 3 passing touchdowns. I see Tyreek Hill gets one. He maybe even gets a special teams touchdown. But here, I'm honestly surprised the point spread is only 3. So I'm definitely going to pick the Chiefs to win this game, and I think Look, Brady may have a better game than he did against the Rams. I don't see him having a very successful game in this one. I say he throws at least one more pick in this one, and I say the Chiefs again shut down the run game of the Buccaneers. So I'm going Kansas City in this game, go by six.
Listen, we're going to wrap this up really darn quick. Tampa Bay is actually going to be coming off a really difficult loss to the Rams, and I'm actually going to think that, in my personal opinion, when they always seem to bounce back, and Brady is the type of quarterback to bounce back. I'm going to take a close game, final drive. Tampa Bay actually does it, wins 27-24 against KC.
All right, so for our Sunday night game to wrap up Sunday, we have the Chicago Bears playing at the Green Bay Packers, a division matchup. Packers are favored in this game by 8.5. I'm going to pick the Packers to win this game. I think the Bears are a terrible team, even though they have 5 wins. I'm sorry, Bears fans, if you're listening, but I got the Packers winning this game. I'm going to go 30-20.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting game as well. Green Bay against Chicago. It's a your typical NFC North game where they're going to be going at each other. Probably you're going to have Khalil Mack chasing Aaron Rodgers all over the place. The spread seems a little high, but when the spread seems just a little high, I'm going to go with Aaron Rodgers in a barn burner. He give it to me 35-24. 5 touchdowns passing for Aaron Rodgers.
Wow, okay, going bold. And in our last game, Monday Night Football, we have the Seattle Seahawks playing at the City of Brotherly Love, Philadelphia Eagles. The Seahawks are actually, I just checked quickly, they're 7-3, like I said, but they're in the wild card spot. Right now, the Rams own the tiebreaker. So this is a battle of two playoff teams. Obviously, like we said, the Eagles are leading the division at the moment. I'm surprised this with this low spread of 5.5 with the Seahawks. I'm going to pick the Seahawks to win this game by 11. I think Russell Wilson has a great game. I think he gets back to his MVP type for performance. I say 1 touchdown for Tyler Lockett, 2 touchdowns for DK Metcalf, a touchdown for the Seattle Seahawks defense, and a bunch of field goals for their kicker. I got the Seahawks winning this game in a blowout to end week 12 of the NFL.
Listen, if we don't see Jalen Hurts anytime soon, there's no way the Philadelphia Eagles are going to be winning any games for the remainder of the NFL. To give me the Seahawks in a complete blowout, I'm going to go 42-17.
All right, so that wraps it up, folks. Thank you for listening to the NFL Power Hour. We hope you enjoyed our first session. We'll be back next week or the week after. Happy American Thanksgiving to everybody and enjoy the game. You were listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.